I was driving down the road, been driving down the road nearly every day, down this particular road almost every day, and passed by a house that is all decorated for Halloween in one of the darkest displays I've ever seen in my life. I mean, the thing is literally ugly with demonic decorations, demons all over the yard, posted on trees and on the porch and on poles. I mean, just ugliness. I mean, like, you know, almost red, blistered-looking devils and stuff like that. It's just ugly. And it's so prominent that every time I drive by, it just produces this sense of disgust inside of me. And my reaction to it when I first saw it was that I wanted to tear it down. You know, I just wanted to rip that thing down. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, these people don't even realize the doors they're opening up. They don't realize that they are just welcoming in the oppression and the chaos of Satan into their lives. Not to mention I was personally offended that they would be an influence on the rest of the neighborhood. I thought, man, you know, all the kids that go by there, all the kids that are going to visit this place, that are going to go trick-or-treating, and they're going to be inoculated to that demonic presence, and it's going to desensitize them. They may even start exploring those kinds of things and inviting that into their life and inviting that into their family. And I was actually getting a little bit annoyed. I was getting a little bit ticked off and indignant as I was driving down the road. I was thinking, man, you know, when is this going to stop? When are these people just going to get a life and put that stuff out? And compassion was probably the last thing on my mind. Yeah. And then the Holy Spirit began to whisper to my heart. And I just kind of figured that, you know, since He was the Holy Spirit, that He would agree with me. You know, He is the Holy Spirit. This is an ungodly, unholy display of darkness. I just figured He'd be like, John, you're right, buddy. It's about time somebody raised their voice. Let's just call fire down on this whole yard right now. We're just going to incinerate the place, leave that in ashes, and let them soak on that for a little while. That's what I figured He would be like saying to me, you know. So I was a little bit surprised when He kind of pricked my heart. And He said, John, don't you realize this is merely a display? This stuff is plastic and fabric. You can buy this in Kmart or Walmart any day of the week. You tack it up with a bunch of nails, and it's hanging there. It's a bunch of black cloth and black plastic and red plastic and fabric. He says, don't you realize that there are houses all up and down this street and the next street and the street after that that don't have a display on it like that? Yet in the spiritual realm, they are every bit as dark and demonic and in bondage and eaten up with demonic depression as the display you see on this house. Don't you realize that? And you don't even bat an eye when you drive by them, because you're occupied with what you're going to eat next and how you're going to pay a bill, and you're hoping this will go good and that will go good, and you're so wrapped up in yourself, and you drive by 10 times worse than what you're seeing in the natural every day, and you never even pray. Never even bat an eye. And it humbled me. I mean, it humbled me. And I began to think about that in house after house. I could just, as I'm driving by these houses, I'm thinking, you know, there is alcoholism in these houses. There is drug abuse in these houses, probably wanton, rampant drug addiction, alcohol addiction, sexual addiction, pornography addictions, broken homes, every kind of occult fascination and experimentation and all kinds of demonic influences that people have that have let Satan into their life. Darkness and magic and demonic occultism, all kinds of idolatry. Spiritual darkness. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle with principalities and powers. There are families with generational curses that are tearing them asunder, that goes from father to child to grandchild on down, generation after generation. And they try everything they do. It manifests in various ways, whether through sickness or disease or dysfunction, and they are helpless to stop it. And it just wreaks havoc and leaves a wake of destruction that is generations long. There are people crippled and eaten up with demonically inspired diseases that the doctors don't know what to do with, and every day their life is a torment, not only the agony in their physical body, but the hopelessness and the despair that sets in, and they get to the place where they despair of even functioning or living. There is suicidal thoughts. There are suicides themselves. There are families that are broken because Satan has such a foothold and a stronghold in their life that they do nothing all day long but tear at each other's throats. And it's bad enough that you have generational curses going from generation to generation, but how many houses even have the original family members still intact? How many are just quilts and mishmashes of all these different families that have been ripped asunder and put back together and ripped asunder and put back together and ripped asunder and put back together? And there is pain and suffering and heartache from house to house to house as you drive by, and you don't even bat an eye. All I've done is drive by and complain that there is one house with an artificial display of what is a hellish, desperate reality for nearly every house in that neighborhood. And all I've done is whine and complain. Gee, wish they'd take that down. When Jesus stood up in Nazareth in the synagogue and he opened the scroll to Isaiah, he didn't say, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to whine and complain and pass judgment about people with Halloween displays." Did he? Last time I checked, it said something else. He opened the scroll and he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's anointed me and sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." Yes, that display is demonic. It opens doors to the occult. It can give Satan a foothold. But you and I have been given a gospel that has the power to liberate them, to set them free, to grind the enemy into darkness. And until I move from condemnation to compassion, I have not touched the heart of my Lord for these people. I have to go beyond looking at the surface and whining and being holier than thou and condemning them and being moved to compassion to the place where I actually get off my duff and do something for them. I've been given the gospel. You've been given the gospel. We have the power of God unto salvation. Man, we ought to be knocking on every door in the neighborhood. We ought to go out on Halloween and just give out the gospel to folks. Hey, I brought you a bag of candy. There's a message in there. Hope you enjoy it. Have a nice night. No tricks. But man, this is a treat. You don't even have to dress up. People are expecting you to knock on the door. I mean, what the heck? I didn't prepare on saying that. It just came to me. But some of you people who are bold, some of you people who are her bold in training. Praise God. We're going to continue our study in the Gospel of Mark today. We're going to see that Jesus' disciples just have a tendency towards condemnation versus compassion. But we're also going to see that until we let the Spirit of God free us from that, then we have no power to free them from anything. Praise God. So let's look at Mark. Actually, I'm going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 30, but I'm actually doing a mashup today. I'm taking Mark and I'm taking Matthew. Matthew has the same account, but he has some other details to add, and I'm just going to mash them together. You know, like a little kid with two cars and goes, yeah, we're just going to mash them up today. The words in blue are from Matthew. Did I put blue in there? Yeah, okay. Mark 7:24. From there he arose and he went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered a house, and he wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth.